I am Michael Blake, and I've used my entire life to try to do as much as I can. And whether you get hammered or not, you continue. You keep on working.
I have to ask you that I find interesting is that you seem to have the same beginning as Hunter Thompson. You started writing in the Air Force, is that right?
I did. I started writing for the Air Force's weekly newspaper. And, in the Air Force, I wrote the novel Airman Mortensen about it. And it was about, even though it was a novel, it was really about my time in 1966 in the Air Force. And all of the things that happened in that summer were incredible. Good, bad, and horrible, but anyway, it turned out to be a pretty good book that people like a lot, even though most people have never seen it.
Tell me about your start in writing as a kid. I mean, did you know you wanted to be a writer? Did you write stories? Did you tell stories?
I didn't write stories or tell stories when I was a kid, but a lot of times when you're a youngster, even before you hit middle ages, you get sick in certain ways and you can't go to school for this way or that way. And I would stay at home and there were nothing to see or do. And what I would do is I would read some books and then think about, well, that's an interesting story. Maybe I could do a different story like this. Uh-huh. And I would just write with my hand, like I always do, on a page and draw some paintings and stuff like that. And that's how I started writing. I wasn't thinking, I'm going to be a writer or anything like that. I was just... that was something that came to me.
Did you have any of those things you ever wrote as a kid?
I don't think any of them still exist.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
What about reading?
Well, I did a lot of reading. Yeah. Unfortunately now for the last long number of years, I don't read novels primarily. I only read true things that are going on. Like when I did Dances with Wolves. Yeah. I had to leave the house that I was in because I couldn't pay for it anymore. Mm-hmm. And I had to just take a lot of stuff like big things I was using and take it over to friends' houses and put it in their house. And then I just put everything I had in the car and I would drive around LA. I did that for almost a year. Stopping at friends' houses and staying there for two or three nights and then getting in the car and driving out again and just writing by hand with everything. Because when I was a kid and I had read and I had written, I thought, wow, this is the only thing I really want to do, is write stuff. So I wrote for the newspaper in the Air Force.
Did you get a byline is it all anonymous or?
Oh no, Stafford. I got a byline.
You did?
Oh yeah.
Do you remember your first byline?
I can't remember it because all of it's been sent to the University of Arizona. My archives are going to be there.
Wonderful.
And all the stuff from the military and college and a ton of other things are there.
So what about your first novel that you published? That wasn't Dances with Wolves, it was...
Yes, it was.
It was?
Yes.
Oh, my mistake.
Yeah, but I didn't publish that.
Yeah.
the reason I started it was because I had been doing things for people who were directors or producers and things that were pretty low people in Hollywood. And most of what I had written for them, they couldn't do, or the place wouldn't let them do anything, or whatever. And The last time I did something was when I went over to a big company, and a young guy who had just gotten up from down below, who couldn't tell anybody, oh, you can do this or you can do that.
Yeah.
He was just a young guy. And I met with him, and while I was meeting with him, the greatest producer of every film that this company had made walked in, and he met me, and we looked at each other and all that. And he said in a couple of seconds, why don't you come in my room? I said, okay.
Yeah.
And I went in his room, and we talked for about 5 minutes, and then he stood up and said, okay, well, I'll see you later. And I left and got in the train or the bus and got back to my house. But about a week later, I got a phone call, and it was this guy. And he said, Michael, I am going to be a director for the first time ever. I said, well, congratulations.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. And he said, yes, but we have a problem. And I said, what's that? He said, the screenplay is horrible. It is god-awful. I can't do this. Could you possibly rewrite it? And I said, well, if you come over every day and we go through what I did the day before and what I'm going to do next, I can do it.
Yeah.
I said, how long? He said, 2 weeks. I said, well, let's give it a try. And I finished it before 2 weeks. And when I finished it, he walked out with it held against his chest like this, just going back and forth. He loved it so much. And when I went up to where his company was to get the last little bit of money that I had earned, they all came around me and hugged me and thanked me and said, this is great. We're going to have a great film, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, well, thank you so much. And then I took the dough and went to the, went and got it paid off. But the director or the producer called me back again, and he sounded horrible. And I said, what's the matter? Is something wrong? He said, they threw the film away. They're not going to do it. Really? Why? He says, it's too smart. The president said, it's too smart. I said, well, I'm sorry. He said, I'm sorry. I'll see you later. And that was the last time we saw each other. But after that, what I decided was that I had read a couple of Indian books when I was at the Los Angeles Free Press that were incredible. And I thought, I'm going to start reading more Indian books, period. And I did. I read over 100 of them. And Kevin Costner invited me over for lunch with his wife one day. And I went over there and I told Kevin, well, Kevin, you know, what about doing a screenplay on Indians? That could be really good, couldn't it? He said, Michael, don't do another screenplay. And he pointed to a big pile of screenplays in his house and said, if you write another screenplay, it'll end up in there.
Uh-huh.
And then he saw a little book on the ground. He said, Michael, write a book. I said, well, I've never written a book. He said, well, write one anyway. And when I took off that day on my Jeep, he was still at the front door going, write a book, Michael, write a book.
Nice.
So I decided to write a book, and I named it Dances with Wolves. And I was working at out here in Arizona. It was the first time I'd ever gotten fired from a job in my whole life, because I was doing the dishes and my hands were getting torn up because I didn't have holders on.
Yeah.
I asked the guys, can I get something to put on my hands? And he said, go ahead, get something. And I said, yeah, but it's only about $3. Can't you get it? That's what I'm earning per hour.
Right.
He said, why don't you just get out? And so I was kicked out. And Kevin called me the next day and said he'd read the book and would I come back to LA and write the screenplay.
Wow.
And I said, yeah, I think I can, Kev. Yeah. I wrote it as a book to begin with, and because Kevin told me to.
And did you find writing a novel to be difficult as an experience? I mean, did you have to think it through, or because of your experiences, you knew what to do?
I never have thought a novel through. I will, before I write a novel, I'll look at the different pieces of it that I think might be in it.
Yeah.
But I basically, when I write, it's about stuff coming up to me from what I'm putting down.
Yeah.
And it comes up to me and then comes out again. And doing screenplays is different, and you know, Hollywood wants it to be 120 pages, period, always. So you have to have it somewhere around there, and you have to find a different way to write a story when you're doing a screenplay. But I think writing a novel is even bigger than writing a screenplay. Even though writing a screenplay to me is big, it's not as long and heavy as a novel.
Do you use a computer in your writing, or do you write longhand?
I write everything then and now longhand.
Yeah.
With a pen.
Yeah. In the course of your writing career, has your writing changed much? Or do you still write the same style? Or?
Well, it's very interesting. You know, when I first started writing, like with Dances as a novel, I used a lot of words in every book because they would come right into my head, and I knew every word there is. But as I've gotten aged, part of my head has been not completely destroyed, but somewhat destroyed. And that's the part that you talk about names and titles and things like that.
Yeah.
And I'm having a very hard time with it, but I'm writing now in a way that I kind of like better, because now when I read books that I've done before, with the many kind of words that I can't even understand, I'm going, well, what I'm writing now is the same, but the words are a little less so it's working out for me.
If you wouldn't mind at showing us where you write, where your studio is that okay?
No, I'd be happy to. It's a little cold today too, so he doesn't talk as much.
So this is your studio, and a great desk.
It is. It's a desk that got made for me by some people right after Dances with Wolves came out.
Well, I think it's natural that writers and directors and people that do creative work, they don't always make it anywhere.
Yeah.
And there'll be times when... no matter what you write, for instance, if it's just as good as what you wrote before that got taken, it doesn't matter because it'll get put away. And it's like, that's part of life on Earth. Basically, all that we do in our lives is when we have something in our lives that's very strong and powerful, we just can't stop it.
Right.
So, and that's what's happened with me. I can't stop it either.
Yeah.
That's why I'm doing more and more and more.
You've been incredible, Michael. I really want to thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Oh, you're welcome.